Mission Control. Steve, what is it? What's wrong?
I was hoping you could tell me.
What if he could be more than the man he was? We have the technology to rebuild him.
Sit at a red light in your car, staring at a bumper in front of you, and realize you don't even remember the last 5 minutes of your life. Your hands are on the wheel, the radio's talking, the world is moving, you're not. That was me. Same commute, same stress, same version of myself, and I remember thinking, this can't be it. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We can make him better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster. The $6 Million Man is an old TV show from the 70s. It was one of my favorites when I was a little kid. I fantasized about the idea of a transformation, bionic vision, incredible speed, super strength, and unstoppable resilience. It's about a man who was broken and then rebuilt, with cutting-edge tech to become something more than human. Today, we aren't talking about $6 million in 1970s bionics. We're talking about two wheels and a combustion engine. Because the moment you swing your leg over a motorcycle, you aren't just a guy on a bike. You are undergoing a physiological and neurological overhaul. Most of us feel like that guy before the surgery, worn down, stuck in the grind, barely alive in the mundane sense. I've been that guy. But there is a real-world version of this rebuild process. It doesn't cost $6 million. It costs the price of a motorcycle, any motorcycle, and a helmet. Because when you have become a rider, your biology literally upgrades. Welcome along for another hangout, everyone. In our hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics. Let's get to it. If you're part of the 93% that are new to the channel, welcome. Something in the algorithm thought you might appreciate a different kind of motorcycle conversation. Around here, we go a little deeper. And to the returning viewers, especially the subscribers, I appreciate you more than you know. In the show, they gave Steve Austin bionic limbs. When he got his limbs, they weren't just tools, they were part of his nervous system. Riding a motorcycle is the closest a regular guy gets to that level of cybernetics. You don't steer a bike, you become one with it. When you ride, you undergo an integration. You get a sensory expansion into the physics of oneness. You use your entire body, your core, your thighs, your weight distribution to communicate with the machine. You don't just sit on a motorcycle, you wear it. Your brain begins to treat the front tire as an extension of your own hands. There's a closure of the feedback loop. Your brain begins to process vibration of the road and the lean angle as sensory input, much like a bionic limb. You start to process data, wind speed, road texture, and engine dynamics that a regular guy in a car is totally blind to. You are now a sensor-rich machine. I remember the first time I leaned into a curve and didn't think about it. coming down a twisty canyon road. And somewhere mid-curve, I realized I wasn't steering anymore. I wasn't thinking about the throttle control. I wasn't thinking about counter-steering. My body just knew. My weight shifted, my inside knee pressed, my eyes tracked the exit, and the bike responded like it was part of me. That was the moment I realized I wasn't riding the machine. I had merged with it. But it's not just about feeling the road. There's a hidden shift happening inside your body the moment you click into first gear. And here's the mystery. Why does this exhausting physical act actually leave you feeling more energized than sitting in a luxury car? The answer is hidden in your blood. Science is finally catching up to what bikers have known for decades. We used to think riding a bike was just a hobby. Then UCLA conducted a study to see what actually happens to a biker's brain. Riding a bike is a stress killer. It triggers a 28% decrease in cortisol. That's the stress hormone that makes you feel old and tired. That's not a vibe. That's biology. Riding your bike is a focus engine. It increases your heart rate by 11% and adrenaline by 27%, similar to light exercise. Your brain enters a flow state, the same state elite athletes and jet pilots use during dangerous, complex maneuvers. A relaxed, aware state where your sensory focus is enhanced beyond what is normally possible in a car. You're more awake on a motorcycle than anywhere else. And most people don't even realize how asleep they've been. There was a morning, I remember it clearly. I left the house irritated. Emails, deadlines, life stacking up. I almost took the car. But I took the bike instead. 10 minutes in, something shifted. The noise in my head got quieter. By the time I pulled into work, I wasn't carrying that same weight. Nothing in my life had changed, but my state had. That's not escape, that's recalibration. You aren't just focusing, you're effectively unlocking your brain. But there's a darker side to regular guy life that the motorcycle fixes, something we call throttle therapy. You are literally more awake on a bike than anywhere else. But this upgrade does more than just sharpen your focus. It actually starts to heal the psychological damage of hectic life. The $6 million man was rebuilt after a tragedy. For many, the tragedy is the mundane grind of modern life. Riding is a form of moving meditation. Experts call it throttle therapy, because you must focus on the road to stay safe. Your brain is forced to drop the anxiety of the past and the future. Escape the void. In a car, you're a passenger in a box. On a bike, you're the pilot of your own destiny. You get a mental reset. Programs like Motorcycle Missions use riding to help veterans process post-traumatic stress. This forced mindfulness is used to help veterans and first responders find peace. It turns out the hum of an engine is at a frequency that heals. The intense focus required to navigate a curve forces your brain to stay in the now, silencing the ghosts of then. There was a stretch in my life where I wasn't sleeping well. Mind racing, always on. And riding didn't fix everything, but it gave me an hour where my brain had no choice but to be here. No past, no future, just throttle, clutch, horizon. And sometimes that hour was enough to keep things steady. Now, you've been rebuilt physically and mentally, but the transformation doesn't stop when you park the bike. It changes how people see you and how you see the world. Now you're about to be recruited into a global network you never knew existed. You've joined a secret society without even trying. If you like this sort of thing and would like to support the channel, the best way to do that right now is to click the subscribe button. On the show, the Bionic Man was part of a secret intelligence agency, the Office of Scientific Intelligence, or the OSI. When you ride, you're recruited into the biker tribe. You're part of a global collective. You don't apply to the tribe. You don't sign paperwork. The initiation ritual is simple. You survive your first 1,000 miles. There's an unspoken bond. That low-handed wave you see bikers do, that's not just hello. It's a 100-year-old tradition recognizing that you are both part of the Rebuild Collective. The low wave isn't just a greeting. It's a recognition of shared risk, passion, and freedom. From group rides to charity events, the social transformation takes a regular guy and gives him a tribe of millions. You will find yourself talking to total strangers at gas stations for longer than you're aware, simply because you share the same bionic upgrade. I pulled into a random gas station once, middle of nowhere. Old guy on a Road King already parked there. We didn't know each other, didn't need to. We talked for 20 minutes about nothing, everything, tires, trips, stupid drivers. When I rode away, I realized something. I've lived next to my neighbors for 10 years and never spoken to them. But I'll talk to a rider for a half an hour because we both chose this life. That's not coincidence. That's a tribe. You started as a man barely alive, crushed by traffic and stress. You don't just buy a vehicle. You swap your regular guy software for something more. We can rebuild him. Not in a lab, not with $6 million, just fuel, steel, and courage. So here's the question for the tribe. When was the exact moment you realized you weren't just riding a bike, but the bike had actually changed you? You weren't a regular guy anymore. Was it a long solo trip or that first morning commute where the stress just vanished? Or was it a specific ride, a close call, or just that first 28% drop in cortisol? Tell us about the ride, the road, the weather. Where were you when you realized you had been upgraded? Drop your story in the comments below. Let's talk about the reconstruction, what the rebuilding process actually looks like. And if you're still a regular guy on the fence in the before phase, what's holding you back from the upgrade? Developing riding skill and overcoming fear can actually modify the structure and neurochemistry of your brain. There is actually a lot more to learn about the real science and transformational effects of throttle therapy. If you want to get smart, stick around and hang out a while longer by clicking this video. If you'd rather get out there on the road, this video is for you. I would really like to hear your ideas for hangout topics and enjoy your questions or comments. I'll see you out on the road, and we'll see you next time.